right. BA started up. Let's go to a show where we're rocking all night. I got an army, wanna party with 30 extra guys from the dusk to dawn till our minds are gone. Hang out with hangovers and hit up a con. Houston, Texas, are you feeling the love from a giant rocket ship coming down from above? Well,
Space City Nerd.
Don't you know, well,
Space City Nerd.
That's right, we're the kings and the queens of the things that you deem absurd. Sing it with me, y'all.
Space City Nerd.
All right, nerdcore.
Got that.
Chip tune.
Got that.
Read the magazine to check out the podcast. Action figures.
Got that.
Board games.
Got that.
TV shows and video games. Yeah, we got that. Take flight on a broken satellite. All right.
Hello there, and welcome to the 94th edition of the Space City Nerd Podcast. Jesus here tonight with Sean and Rex, and we also have a special guest with us from the very beginning, from God Hates Comics, and also from Space City Nerd's The Base Ginger, Andrew. How's it going, Andrew?
It's going all right.
Okay, well, there's a purpose why we, you know, dragged him onto the show. And
I certainly hope you tell me what that is, like.
What's that?
We'll never tell you.
Yeah, you don't get to
get to the end of the show. I'm going to be like, so why was I here exactly?
So we have a long show, kind of a theme show. We're going to get some things out of the way before that, and then we'll introduce the whole wrestling and why we're doing this this week's like episode this way. First off, Anime Expo happened, which is the biggest anime convention in the U.S. It takes place in Los Angeles. We weren't there. Why are we talking about this? Because Drea, who you heard a couple of weeks ago talking about professionalism at conventions, all that, she went there, and we've been talking to her about maybe starting up a little anime show on here as well, too.
Nice.
So hopefully her first Church of Weeboro will bring in a bunch of weeb news.
How professional was her opinion of the Anime Expo?
I don't know. She had those fake boobs walking around the whole time, so...
What was the name of the expo? It was just Anime Expo?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Anime Expo. That's
not Animeopolis.
Animeopolis. I gotta find
bow down to anime.
I gotta look at all the conventions that have been popping up. See which ones have the goofiest name.
Barack Obama's famous favorite Japanese culture, anime.
Also, this week the Humble Bundle came out with a Game Maker package. I've always bought these whenever they come out, but I've never really sat down to make a game because I'm lazy.
This one's great, though, because it has us in the bottom tier. It's got Stencil, which I learned in literally 3 hours about 2 or 3 years ago, and it's super, super easy. Everybody just needs to buy it and, like, check it out because it's hard for me to describe just how easy it is. It looks kind of, like, daunting at first, but then it... Within an hour or so, you kind of, like, get the basics down, and there's lots of tutorials, and it comes with a 1-year license, so if you manage to make a full game within a year, you can, like, pop it up on Steam and not have to pay money for it.
So, if I'm, like, so dumb I can't even work Mario Maker, would that be okay for me?
Actually, yeah.
can I make lemmings? Simple.
You can make lemmings. I made a really simple Galaga clone in about 30 minutes one day with original music and art.
Can I make a Worms Armageddon ripoff and put it on Xbox Indie Arcade?
Potentially? I don't know if you can export to X. Oh, it says Windows, Mac, Linux, Steam, and Flash for a period of a year. And you can upgrade to iOS and Android. But if you buy the $12 tier, you don't have to worry about that because there's App Game Kit 2.
Great. So everyone look for my free-to-play... game coming out. It's called Puzzles and Super Dragons. It's only $50 will get you 100 crystals.
Jeez.
I'm gonna make Flappy Pigeon. It's gonna be just like Flappy Bird, but it's gonna be lots of shades of brown and gray. So like people will actually buy it.
And you should totally rip off the Tiny Toons art from the pigeons. And put that on the cover.
Yeah.
Andrew, I know you're not like a huge gamer, because I think, what were you playing last year, like FIFA nonstop?
Yeah, it was FIFA, and then I play wrestling, and I'm going to play the new Batman game. Sure, I'm the scourge of the gaming community. They're already going, get this phony out of here.
No.
As long as you don't play Batman on PC.
That's a good impression of the gaming community, actually.
Do what?
As long as you don't buy Batman on PC, you're good.
Yeah, it's didn't play.
But take kickbacks from publishers for your reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big
kickbacks for other things. My reviews are all Ginger.
The base Ginger is going to start turning into like just video game reviews for free stuff and money.
That'd be great.
I'd sell out. I don't give a fuck. My language. I apologize.
We do need to buy that bundle because I've been dying to make a game, all of us together. I've been wanting to make a Fedora Fantasy 7. It's just, I have this amazing plan of, you know, like, your man is Doritos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you have attacks like the M'lady and the Hat Tip.
Nice. So. Is your main character named Nimbus Angst?
Almost. It's Shadow Nimbus Angst.
Oh, okay. Shadow Nimbus Angst.
It's much better.
I also want to point out with the Humble Bundle, if you pay above the average, which I hope you would, because like a lot of the stuff is really expensive and it's so cheap right now, there's a game that comes with it, Crimson Clover World Ignition. That is the... I really, really, really fucking love my bullet hell shoot-em-ups, and Crimson Clover is the best one I've played, and like the best new one that I've played in about... since... the Dreamcast, probably.
Oh, wow.
Except for Moochie Moochie Pork. I forget. That one came out, like, 7 years ago. But still, it's been a while since there's been a new good one.
Aren't these, like, Game Maker stuff, like, $75 for the software?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah, better get on it then. Yeah. Andrew, you mentioned right now that you play a lot of the wrestling games. Have you seen who the cover artist is, or cover wrestler is for the new 2K16?
I have a phone, and I was on the internet at all yesterday, so I heard.
I mean, good for him. He deserves it. Like,
at this point...
He had a really good 2015, or 2014.
I mean, in 2015, at this point in his career, there's nobody more deserving of the cover of the video game.
And what a great way to pay tribute to, you know, one of the best wrestlers of the early 90s.
I mean, what are you talking about, man? This is really
Chris
good
Benoit.
Finals for his career. this is the big time.
You know what's funny is Rex doesn't know much about wrestling.
So
but he
are
knows
Chris they
Benoit.
Going? Are they going for the M rating with this one finally? Like,
I'm going to go ahead and either optimistically or pessimistically say they will never go for the M rating.
All right, well, we're going to use that to launch into the WrestleCast this week. Going on to 100, we're trying to bring up a little bit of a theme with each show. We've kind of failed, but this way, the last couple of shows.
Yeah. Wait, there was an ECW game on PlayStation 1, wasn't there?
There were.
There
two.
Was. It was quite bad.
Was
that rated M? I think I remember.
I can't remember. We played a whole bunch of those during WrestleThon. We went back and played, like, a whole bunch of those old games, and man, so many of them are so bad.
Man, WWF Attitude, though, in particular, like, stands out, like, when I think of those old games, because it wasn't good, but the creator wrestler was pretty awesome, and they had, like, all those original songs that they had written for, if you were playing it on PS1 at least, like, all these original songs they had written for the wrestlers, and some of them were so hilarious.
No Mercy is still, I think, the bar for wrestling games, and that came about the same time, but man.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
There was that period in like the late 90s, early 2000s, where like if you were a wrestling company, you needed a video game, and so many companies, against their better judgments, put out video games. And it showed, like, freaking TNA put out a video game a couple years ago, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Midway did that like right before they filed for bankruptcy, if I remember correctly.
It shows.
For Extra Life last year, we played the AAA wrestling game, the Mexican one. That was actually fun.
Yeah, that was
that
really
one actually
good.
Is.
Yeah, like I had a good time playing that one. But as I was saying before, yes, we are doing a wrestling theme for this show. You know, if you may not be into wrestling, or if you want to peek into the world of wrestling, stay tuned either way. We're going to have interviews with Clutch City Productions. They are posting an event on July 13th where they are going to donate a lot of their proceeds to Bustin' for Autism. We're always a fan of charitable events, and, you know, Bustin' Autism is no joke. And yeah, they're going to have some great stars out there wrestling. A lot of independent people. And also Hacksaw Jim Duggan's going to be there, who I think everybody knows.
Tommy Dreamer.
Yeah, Tommy, I was about Dreamer's to say, Tommy Dreamer's there, and he was in the ECW game we were just talking about.
Rex knows his wrestling history from video games, so...
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't. And then also we're going to have the guys from Wrestle Ruse joining us to talk about men's underwear, and I think they have a...
Thank God.
Yeah. Are you wearing yours, Sean? I'm wearing mine.
I am wearing mine. I got home and I changed into it, but I didn't have time to put pants back on, so it's just me in my underwear.
That's exactly how I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm in my warrior.
Which ones are you wearing?
Ultimate Warrior.
I've got Ric Flair.
Woo! So, yeah, stay tuned with us. It's going to be a fun show. We're not going to get too technical where we're going to lose the people that don't follow wrestling. And as a special treat, Rex actually recorded a bunch of wrestling theme song in his, would you call it lo-fi acoustic? What is it, Rex?
Yeah, it's just I play music with an acoustic guitar sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If I say folk punk, like, people are going to think Days and Days, and I don't want people to think Days and Days. And, like,
it's like pop, if Garage Rock had a garage and, inside, like, of it.
Yeah, like, I don't want people to think about, like, hopping trains and, like, not bathing and trading your dog for stick and poke tattoos. And they listen to the music I make. So we're just going to call it, like, boring white guy acoustic.
See, I don't understand none of that, and that's what people are going to feel like when we start talking about wrestling.
I found the songs really awesome, though. He covered a bunch of really well-known wrestling theme songs. We're going to go ahead and start off with, I mean, the 4th of July was last weekend, so Real American by Rick Derringer for Hulk Hogan. Stay tuned for Clutch City Productions right after this.
I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, take a stand, it don't help to hide. Well, you hurt my friends and you hurt my pride. Gotta be a man, I can't let it slide. I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life. I feel strong about right and wrong, and I don't take trouble for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life. I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I'm a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life. I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American.
So that was Rex's acoustic rendition of Real American, and right now we have Gilbert from Clutch City Productions. Good night, Gilbert.
Hey, man.
What's going on? You know, we introduced that this is going to be a wrestling podcast and everything, and I mean, there's reality wrestling going on in Houston as well, but I know you guys have a lot to do with Houston's wrestling scene. Can you tell us a little bit about Clutch City Productions?
Yep, Clutch City Productions, before we go full on into the wrestling thing, we were just concentrating on sports and working with a lot of athletes and some of the teams in town. Really concentrating on sports memorabilia, and then we kind of associated ourselves with Lone Star Championship Wrestling and started working with them at the beginning of the year. We decided to adopt some different formulas and bring in a lot of guys from you know, that that are known in the wrestling scenes, whether it's independent or just have been, you know, with some of the major promotions. We've, you know, so we started doing that at, since the beginning of the year, and the crowd has really got behind the promotion, really supported it, and come out to the shows. So, you know, things have been going good for All Star Championship Wrestling here in Houston.
Oh, that's awesome. I know you guys are really involved with the Comic Palooza. You brought out, like you were told me earlier, you had Bret the Hitman Hart 2 years ago, or last year, sorry.
Yeah,
and
last
Kevin
year,
Nash.
Yeah.
How was this year for you guys at Comic Palooza?
It was good, man. I think last year, like 2 years ago, they brought in Scott Steiner. And I think they were kind of testing the waters as far as whether the wrestling public would respond, whether, you know, because it is a Comic Palooza type show. So what happened is, like I said, Scott Steiner 2 years ago, they contacted us. We, you know, we wanted to bring in some guys ourselves, Kevin Nash, Bret Hart last year, Rita. And the fans responded, and we kind of figured that if we keep it going, you know, it would become where the fans expect it to happen. And therefore, this year we brought in Roddy Piper and Bobby the Brain Heenan, Million Dollar Man. These WWE Hall of Famers, right? So the fans came out in droves. Sting was there. Man, the crowd, the public really responded. Comic Palooza was happy. We were happy with the turnout. And therefore, we're going to continue working with them, you know, as the years come up.
You know, and like right now you said that even though it is a comic related show or anything like that, I think wrestling is live action comic book experience. You know, like I think during this 4th of July, I know Andrew responded to this, but we posted up a picture of Macho Man in the red, white, and blue suit, and they were like, hey, you know, there's Captain America, there's Iron Patriot, there's all these other people, and you chose to post this. I mean, wrestling is nerdy, no matter what.
Yeah, I think, you know, so, man. I think so. It's one and the same. I mean, I think we worked with the con in San Antonio, with the Alamo City Comic Con, and they did a toy show last year, and we brought in Sergeant Slaughter. And I mean, can you think of anything more American than G.I. Joe?
Yeah.
Has the cartoon, has the pop culture thing to it, but was also, I mean, obviously huge in WWF, WWE, you know, and so I mean, it's kind of hard, you know. As kids, I guess we viewed the WWE guys or the wrestlers as real life superheroes when we were kids, and I think it kind of all blends in together, you know.
Exactly. If you want some feedback, I got to ask Sean. Sean,
yeah.
If Clutch City could bring anybody like a wrestler, who would you want to come in?
Oh, I mean, that's. This the card that they got for the autism one is like so packed already. Like it's kind of like hard to kind of pick somebody like from all over, you know.
No, just any wrestler that you'd want to come in.
Oh, I mean, like a Stone Cold would be great, you know, just because, you know, we're in Texas and, you know, he's got his ranches and stuff like that. You know, that'd be an awesome thing. You know, of course, home state pride.
I would ask Andrew, but I think he's going to say someone like Swag Suki from NJPW or something.
And that's more doable than Stone Cold. Because usually we posted that same question before on our social media, and it's always the same. Dude, bring in The Rock. Well, yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want to bring in The
Rock?
Yeah,
who wouldn't want The Rock?
You know, but so, you know, how do you, I mean, how do you even go about that? So, but yeah, man, we, I don't know, did he finish off? Was that everybody?
No, Andrew, who'd you want to see come in?
Oh, if it was, you were right, although I don't think I'd want Nakamura, I think I'd want Okada.
Okada, yeah, yeah.
If I had to pick one, I would probably say it would be Okada.
Again, though, that's doable. That's one of those things where we can actually make that happen.
I'll be first in line.
But that's the thing, though, is that we actually go out and we... you know, as far as the company goes, and Lone Star, actually wanting to know what the fans really want to see. You know, it's a lot different than, you know, you showing up to whatever independent wrestling show and you know, you got all this stuff being forced down your throat that you may or may not want to see. I mean, it just depends. But we go out and really check with the fans and you know, ask people's opinions and whatever, you know. So whenever we did the, you know, when we started doing these shows, that's kind of how it, you know, it came about. We brought in Colt Cabana, who hadn't been here, you know, to wrestle. And, you know, we try to experiment with that type of stuff as far as bringing in what the fans, I believe, really want to see, you know.
So, I mean, and when I put it down to, like, terms, it's Clutch City Productions is, you know, for real wrestling fans when it comes to bringing in talent. Mm-hmm. You know, and speaking of the talent that you guys are bringing to on Sunday, I mean, Alberto Del Rio, like, he's a former WWE guy right now. Is he still mega champion in the AAA?
Yeah, I believe he is. Yeah, I mean, I don't think, I don't know. I know he's had a series of going with Cage, but I don't think he's been dethroned yet.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a guy that went off from WWE, went back to Mexico. He's got I think his dad was Mil Máscaras, I believe, which is a legendary wrestler in Mexico. And going back to the whole thing, when we look at wrestlers as superheroes in Mexico, the kids, that's what they see these masks, you know, wrestlers as, are superheroes. So basically he's the son of a superhero. And now he went back to Mexico and won like their, you know, biggest honor and title in wrestling. And you guys are bringing him on Sunday, right?
Right. And I think a lot of those fans are going to show up Sunday. It's a wrestling show, but your Lucha Libre fans will be there for sure. Alberto is the guy at AAA, and we definitely made sure that the Hispanic fans knew that that Alberto is going to be in town, or you know, will be in town. He's wrestling Lone Star Championships wrestling. You know, who's been Houston Carson, the Texas Lion, who's been the face of the promotion for a while now, so it's you know, it's definitely going to be a good match set up for him, and you know, it's I think that the public will really enjoy it.
Now, I mean, I see the poster and everything. I've seen some of the matches, but can you give us a little rundown of what's going to happen on Sunday aside from the Del Rio?
Can I give you a rundown on what the match itself or what Alberto's specifically doing?
No. The rundown of the evening, I guess you could say.
Card.
Okay, well, we're kicking it off at 3 p.m. at the Pasadena Convention Center. From 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., there's going to be a meet and greet with the wrestlers. They're all scheduled to be there, not just your names, your quote-unquote big names coming in. A lot of your local guys will be there to meet and greets with the fans from 3 to 6 p.m. Bell time's at 6. The matches will kick off then. A lot of work went into planning out you know, how we were going to do the event, the matches that are set, I think the fans are really in for a treat on this evening coming up on Sunday, July 12th.
Yeah, and I mean, it's all for charity as well, too.
Absolutely. It's Busted for Autism is a nonprofit organization. We actually named the event after their charity. We wanted to make sure that people knew that it's for the cause, you know, autism awareness. We're going to have the charity has really done a lot for children with autism. Mm-hmm. The money being raised goes to the charity, and that, you know, they send special needs kids to camps and various events all over the country. So.
And that's
definitely,
really good.
Definitely want to come out and support this one. It's not just for, you know, whether you're a wrestling fan or not. I mean, it is for a good cause. Maybe just buy tickets and, you know, donate them to to some wrestling fans that you do know, you know?
Yeah, so if anybody's out there that just wants us to go and wants to support, you know, Bussin' for Autism, let us know. We'll get some tickets from you guys. And as for like wrestling, we're gonna go into wrestling talk now. So what do you follow the most outside of, you know, Lone Star Championship Wrestling and, you know, more than likely the WWE?
WWE I follow, yeah, it's great. I mean, well, here's the thing with WWE. I followed it as I was a kid. You know, my entire life I've been a fan. Here in the last, you know, year or two, there's been a, you know, a lot of stuff. Sometimes it can be hard to watch. It really can be difficult depending on, they have some really, some storylines that are really just, I mean, I feel like they went back in time to that era where they'd almost insult your intelligence with some of the stuff they do. But but I have been a fan for years of the promotion. But Lucha Underground right now, to me, it's, I enjoy watching that more than anything right now. That's what it's all about right now.
Yeah, it's made. It's produced by Robert Rodriguez, and it's on the El Rey Network.
Right,
it has more of a cinematic storyline than just having the storylines happen during the ring. I've seen a couple.
It does, man. I just think a lot of the actual talent involved in Lucha Underground, some of the stuff they do. I mean, they got a nice mix going with the. You know, with the Lucha Libre style, and then your American style, all kind of blended in, and they're really producing some good matches on Lucha Underground.
No, I've been watching some of the matches on there, and man, I think I watched the I think it was like a 10-man match, and it was just like a 20-minute spot fest. I mean, it was amazing because it just had those high flying moves that all the, you know, the luchadores have, and then it also gave you a lot of the American wrestling stuff where it was like the spectacular, like, pick up power bombs and stuff. I also saw the Angelico when he like threw himself off the second story.
How awesome was that spot? Wasn't that just,
yeah, man, that was amazing.
It really was. I don't know how many times I really wanted that and watched it over and over. I'm like, man, I actually spoke with Hernandez about that spot there. You know, he talked a little bit about how everybody was kind of worried, and the paramedics were ready and everything just in case he didn't pull it off, you know?
Yeah, that was this, one of those. What we're talking about is a guy. The ring for Lucha Underground looks like it's in a warehouse, and there's actually balconies around. This guy basically threw himself off these, like, a second story balcony into the ring.
Yeah, like a cross wow. Body type deal.
Yeah, it was just amazing to watch, and like the athleticism that they have on Lucha Underground seems a little bit more I guess restrictive.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where they have to you know, these guys have to be in tip top shape. Andrew, you've been following NJPW lately, right?
Yes.
How's that been going?
Well, they just had their big kind of summer show, Dominion, on Sunday. And it was pretty much one of the most satisfying wrestling experiences of my life. and I'm not even, like, joking when I say that. Like, I really kind of jumped on the wagon in January when GFW kind of made Wrestle Kingdom 9, which is their WrestleMania. They made that available for us in the States. And they even brought in Jim Ross to commentate it. And from that moment, I was hooked, and I subscribed to the New Japan World, which is their kind of online, on-demand service, and it only costs 999 yen a month, which is roughly $808.50. And you get access to all their stuff, some of their house shows. But so they had their big summer show this past week. It was Dominion, and there was every matchup was outside one. Was pretty much some of the best wrestling on the planet. I mean, and it's a good mix of everything. And they're about to start their big summer tournament, the G1 Climax, which usually produces some of the best matches of the year. So I actually, right now, New Japan World is running a 10-day trial. So, yeah, go to the website, go to the bottom, translate it to English, and check it out.
Yeah, and see, what we were trying to do with Sunday, and I think we pulled it off, was bring in. We have all the major promotions are being represented, whether they're there now, currently, or have been at one point. You know, so yeah. Ring of Honor, Ray Rowe, he's there. Lucha Underground, Alberto, Ivelisse, Katrina, Hernandez, all Lucha Underground. And then New Japan. Lance Archer, the American Psycho, will be there. Former TNA, Joey Ryan. You know, it's a mix of of everything, you know, a little bit of something for everybody. And there's a, and then obviously we took care of your, the fans who follow independent wrestling, the Colt Cabana. I mean, it doesn't get bigger than that in the independent scene. Colt Cabana coming in and he'll wrestle, for example, Colt Cabana will wrestle, Rothstein, who's formerly known as Jinder Mahal from WWE. So we kind of grew up like this, these matches that are kind of just like, you know, more for your smarks, but also your, you know, your casual wrestling fans, you know?
So there's just, so that's going to be on Sunday again? And
yeah, Sunday, July 12th, correct.
You know, meet and greet at 3 o'clock, and then also the bell starts at 6, and it goes out to about 10 o'clock. And once again, it is for, you know, to help raise awareness on autism and raise some funds as well. Is there a website where people can go to check it out?
Yeah, they can actually, to purchase tickets, general admission tickets are $15. I mean, it's not a lot. Children 12 and under are $10. We do have some ringside seating still available. Not much, but we still have a few seats, at, and those are $25. Nice. But to get tickets, LoneStarWrestling.com is the website you want to go to, or ClutchCityProductions.com. Either one of those two sites will get you the link to buy tickets on the spot. So,
awesome.
If you don't buy them online, you can purchase them on the door, at the door. But again, you know, if you're hoping to get seating, you know, by the ring, I recommend you definitely go buy those online.
Awesome. So we might actually pick those up right after the show too.
Those are gonna go pretty fast, man. And here in the last few days, tickets have just boomed. You know, everybody. And there's a lot of press behind the event, man. A lot of people covering it, and not because you know, just because of the wrestling and who's on the card, but people genuinely want to help simply because it's a charitable event. So there's a lot of press getting behind it. A lot of people are, you know, are planning their day around it. So it's definitely gonna be a fun night, man. A lot of planning went into it, and we're all pretty excited about it.
No, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited to get there at 3 o'clock and just kind of just meet and greet, you know, some of the most.
Yeah.
You know, I saw you guys announced Gene Snitsky earlier. He's gonna be there.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I say that you announced that Gene Snitsky was going to be there in attendance too, doing signings.
Yeah, Gene Snitsky will be signing autographs. Hacksaw Jim Duggan will be signing autographs. Scott Norton, those guys will be signing. A lot of the other guys that are there, well known, Tommy Dreamer. I did mention Colt Cabana earlier. Carson. The women's match is going to be awesome. Candice. Everybody knows Candice from the Indies, against Eva Lee from Lucha Underground, and then also women's champion, Barbie Hayden. In a three-way match, that's going to be, a lot of people are looking forward to that one as well.
Oh, awesome. That sounds great. And then for Clutch City Productions, you guys have a Facebook page as well?
Yeah, just, you know, www.facebook.com/ClutchCityProductions. Twitter, Clutch City Prod is our Twitter handle, and we're pretty active on Twitter. Usually, if you guys want all the up-to-date news, that's usually where our go-to is Twitter. So
awesome, and we'll be able to sure to include all this on the podcast link as well. Well, thank you, Gilbert. We want to go out there on Sunday, so we'll see you out there. Right now, we're going to leave you guys with another one of Rex's covers. He did an acoustic cover of Ass Man. And so we're going to leave you guys with this, and we'll be right back after this.
Thanks, guys.
Kick 'em. solid ass man. I'm an ass man. I'm an ass man. Months of glory, months of steel. Your lies won't give away the truth of how I feel. You want for honey, I feel the heat. That's why the girls don't walk behind me down the street. I'm an ass man. I'm an ass man. I'm an ass man. Kick 'em, I love to shove 'em, I love to stick 'em, I love to fight 'em, I love to watch 'em, I love to pick 'em, I'm gonna kick 'em, 'cause I'm an ass man.
The Badass Billy Gunn's song The Ass Man, recorded in acoustic version by our own Rex, and that's very appropriate because we are going to talk men's underwear with Jonathan from Rassle Ruse. Hello, Jonathan.
What up, y'all? I'm the real ass man. It don't matter how bad you think your ass is, I will make your ass look better in our fine Rassle Ruse, brother.
Now, I'm actually recording this podcast in my Rassle Ruse and nothing else.
No way.
Yeah.
I could feel it, man. I could feel the connection.
Yeah. And Sean, are you doing the same thing?
Yes. Rocking those Ric Flair blues.
See, I got the warrior spirit going through me, so.
Woo!
On my ass. Andrew, you're a big wrestling fan. You need some Rassle Ruse, too.
I'm thinking I might get that Macho Man 3-pack.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And then Rex, I know you want the Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna.
My friend Jake from WrestleThon has the Heartbreak Kid once.
Ryan, you should just get the Titty Master once, just because.
Okay, all right, Titty Master.
So no, Jonathan, you guys are based out of LA, I believe.
Yeah, Los Angeles, California.
Oh, wow. We just talked about Anime Expo. Did you guys go down and visit the weebs?
No, we didn't do that, but we will be going to San Diego on Sunday.
Oh, nice. Passing out underwear?
Actually, they're actually going to pass them out on Saturday at a panel, but I only got a ticket for Sunday. I was holding out. Like, we applied to get a booth, but that waiting list is, like, long and distinguished. So I was like, I'll just get a ticket for one day just in case we don't get a booth. And then I didn't get a booth, and so now I'm just going on Sunday. But it'll be fun.
Now, people will be like, what are you guys talking about, Rassle Ruse? Jonathan, what are Rassle Ruse?
They are professional wrestling-themed underwear.
And they're awesome. That's all you have to say. There's no more of description. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's all the guys in the ring really wear. And for years, we've been watching that, and nobody thought, you know what? What if we made those? I bet someone would buy them.
Well, we make boxers and briefs.
Yeah, we just added the boxers because some people just couldn't get the gimmick that, like, hey, these are briefs because that's, you know, like, if you want boxers, you can go to the store, but this is kind of a novelty item. But some people, they're like, when are you getting boxers? And so we started making boxers, and they've been selling pretty well, too.
Awesome. And then you have ladies' underwear as well, too.
Yeah, actually, we print on American Apparel, and it's all unisex. So the girls just get, like, one size smaller. So our underwear goes both ways.
Yeah.
Yes. Intergender underwear.
Intergender.
There we
go. That's nice.
Yeah, like Candace and Joey. Intergender wrestling, intergender undies.
So, I mean, right now you have like Macho Man, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, Ultimate Warrior, Dean Ambrose.
I'm presuming that's what he wears under his pants.
Now, guys, hold on a second. I don't know who those guys are because we don't use those names on the website. We have, we have Titty Master, we have Heart, and Woo. I'm not sure what you're referring to.
I honestly found out about you guys through Barbershop Window.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I've always been like, I want a Barbershop shirt. But the first thing I got before I got a Barbershop shirt were Wrestle Ruse.
Right on.
And I don't regret my purchase because... they make my butt look good.
They sure do, man. That's a top quality garment. We actually sell them for the same price that American Apparel does, but they don't have anything printed on theirs. So.
And then the cool thing is, like, in the bedroom, you can actually act out wrestling moves.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. You're going to get over.
Dude, like...
I hope so.
I gorilla press my fiance all the time.
Yeah, you do.
She gets the funnel 1-2-3, though.
Give her the old Samoan spike.
Oh god, we have to think of like what kind of sexual innuendos we can come up with wrestling moves one day.
Oh, well, yeah,
I think they're all pretty good.
Yeah,
there has to be a sex move called the Shining Wizard.
Oh, absolutely.
Sweet music.
Gotta be. That's a good one.
Jeez, Sean.
That is a good one.
So, how long have you guys been going on with the Wrestle Ruse?
Almost a whole year. I actually checked yesterday because I knew it was coming up. We sent out our first tweet on July 24th, so right at 1 year.
Oh, nice! Oh, wow.
Any plans to celebrate?
Oh yeah, actually, last night during Monday Night Raw, we went live with their 1 year Wrassleversary sale, and all the Wrestle Ruse and boxers are just $9.99. between now and July 20th. And and then actually, and I'll go ahead and I'll let out the secret code on your podcast because, you know, we're generous like that. If you enter promo code birthday when you check out, you'll get an extra 25% off. So,
oh man.
Yeah. So that's privileged information. We actually only sent that out in an email blast to our customers and our email list. But I figured I'd go ahead and put it out on the podcast, too. So if you enter birthday at checkout, you get another 25% off, which that's like half off. So we're kind of doing a little bit of clearance, a little bit of cleaning in the inventory so we can get some new stuff for the fall.
Well, there's five of us on here, so you at least have five sales.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
Swig beer for a lot... small businessman.
It's a lot easier just to buy new underwear than to wash the ones I got.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's like a very practical thing a wrestling fan could buy. A figure is going to sit there, collect dust. That right. belt is going to – you're going to feel so badass with that championship belt. But honestly, you're not going to be able to wear it every day.
Yeah, you can't take it to work or anything.
Nope.
No, you can't wear that like at your wedding. That's what I'm going to wear at my wedding. I'm going to wear a Wrestle Ruse underneath my, you know, my tuxedo.
Don't wear a tuxedo. Just wear the Wrestle Ruse, please.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wrestle Ruse and the bow tie.
That's
not even a bow tie.
We get a lot of requests from brides and grooms that like, hey, can you get these to me in the next week? I'm getting married and I want to wear them on my wedding night, or I want to wear them during the ceremony and stuff. So we've got some pretty fun pictures from people that are wearing their Wrestle Ruse on their wedding day.
Oh,
oh man.
I was trying to be original, but whatever, other people that thought of this idea before me.
Well, I mean, you'll just have to send him a picture that's just like so original and uncomfortable.
So you guys are in Texas, right? Space City?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So I don't know, in Austin, I lived in Austin a while back. They do the picture, people like stop on the side of the road, take pictures with the blue bonnets in Texas and stuff. And we actually had a guy get out of the car, strip down to his Wrestle Ruse, and take a picture in the blue bonnets with some pink pink Wrestle Ruse on.
That's good contrast. I like that.
That's
yeah,
legit.
Yeah, that's the number one picture we've gotten so far.
We got to one-up them. Rex, Ryan, Sean.
I believe in you, bro.
Onicon.
Oh, God.
Well,
I'm out.
Andrew's like, no. That's why I didn't mention you. I knew you wouldn't do this. We normally dress as the Sailor Boys. Like, it's a boy version of Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
And we have a full team that goes out there and everything. Maybe this year we could just be the Wrestle-Rue Wrestlers.
I love it.
I'm okay with that. Yep. I am okay with that.
We'll draw muscles on us. It's okay.
Just do the Finn Balor spray paint. It'll be fine. It'll cover up any inadequacies you may have physically.
I was going to say, we have like a really good friend of ours that does body paint, so we'll just get him to, you know, get that going for us so we don't have look like slobs. Rex, you look like Rick Rude, so it's okay.
Yeah!
Like, you look nothing like Rick Rude.
he's just tinier.
And hairier.
Yeah, a lot hairier. And
less musclier, and that's all.
Dude, Rick Rude was friggin' chiseled. The guy looked like a statue.
Yeah, but he had that happy trail.
Andrew, you look like Kane before the mask.
So wait, are you telling me I look like Isaac Yankum?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Could be worse.
God.
So, Jonathan, have you had any wrestlers wear these or anything?
Yeah, actually, I think the first wrestler that caught wind of it, Zack Ryder, got some from Barber Shop Window, and he actually wore them in an episode of the JBL and Cole show. Like, it was the Halloween one, I think, and like. Somebody opens a door and they see Ziggler spraying down Ryder with spray tan, and all he's wearing is the Mega Powers Wrestle Ruse.
Yes.
So
that's awesome.
And then we ran into CM Punk out in Beverly Hills, and he had actually seen the Wrestle Ruse on Ryder's Instagram, and so they talked about him buying us pancakes on that podcast that he did with Cabana back in November. And so that kind of put us on the map. There's a guy named Sugar Dunkerton out of Chicago. He actually has worn them a few times, like in the ring, like as part of the story of a match. I think he did it once with the Mega Powers, once with the Oh Yeah ones, the Macho Man ones. And so, Noel Foley's got them. You know, recently Finn Balor followed us on Instagram. He's been liking the pictures. So who knows? I know that.
Wait, how do we know that Noel has them? Is there evidence?
Yes, there is evidence online. Yes, there is a picture. There is a tweet that has been retweeted thousands of times. So if you look, you will find it.
Hey, man, that's Mrs. Foley's baby's boy, baby girl.
Hey, look, before you get too hot and bothered, she was fully clothed. She was just holding them up. So don't get too excited.
Well, I mean, the divas wear less. So it's whatever.
Exactly.
You know. So are you going to make any, things that say Brie mode and then have like the cheese instead mode?
Ah, genius. We need to have a brainstorm session, sir. When we first started, when Bray Wyatt was still really hot with that, you know, whole world in his hands thing, we did some that said he's got the whole world in his pants.
Oh,
that would have been.
Yeah, those sold out. So, but we've also had recommendations of people saying that we need to do Brett the Shitman Fart.
Yes. Yes. Please make that happen.
Yeah.
Oh, and I just met him not too long ago, so.
So there are designs that you've kind of run in the past that are kind of retired.
Yeah, we actually, the original Titty Master were actually white with black, and then we just did a new run with black with white. We did some, like, Dolph Ziggler inspired ones that were, like, purple and teal, and it just said heel across the back. So there's some that we might bring back this fall, but I think we're going to try to do some new ones. Definitely, we're going to do some yellow polka dots for Dusty Rhodes.
Oh.
We're going to do that.
Yeah.
We got some Rick Rude ones coming down the pipe, and some Dolph Ziggler and different inspired designs. So,
oh, that sounds awesome! Yeah, I know. Like I said, I can't wait till the fall where you guys bring out some more new designs. And so the white on, well, the black on white Titty Master ones, was there a reason they got discontinued?
Actually, to be honest, it's because I can print more designs on black ones than white ones. The white ones, it just kind of went like, you know, we just did that as an initial run to see how they do. And then there's not too many other designs that like look really good on the plain tidy whities. So we like doing the color stuff. So putting them on black, I can order a bunch and then make some of them the Titty Master ones and some of them different ones. So it was pure economics.
I was just thinking, you know, maybe sweaty nerds and white underwear don't mix well with
lots of skid marks, rosebuds in there, if you will. Yeah, no, I mean they're a little bit. You don't have to wash them as often if we do colors.
You get multiple days out of them at that point.
For real. Yeah.
What is it like? Inset out, turn it around, like use. What movie did that? Where they're talking about using the underwear for more than one day.
I don't know, Bill and Ted.
I don't remember.
I have to find out because it was a total of 6 days that you could wear your underwear.
That's impressive.
With this method, and they were briefs too. So,
yeah,
so good.
So, what future plans are coming from WrestleRoos? Are you going to branch out from just wrestling?
Yeah, we've actually, you know, we're kind of going to branch out in two ways. We'll branch out with more underwear. We actually kind of have an idea in our back pocket for NASCAR-inspired WrestleRoos. We're going to call them Racing Roos, and there'll be plenty of skid mark jokes. So,
awesome. I'm done with that.
Oh, yeah. And then also branching out into other kind of random wrestling items, we're going to be doing some people have like asked for like the long like pajama pants. You know, or maybe even like the Zubaz style that are printed to look like wrestlers' tights that like wore long tights, you know, like Shawn Michaels or Bret Hart, different things. One of my bucket list items is to make a giant Gonzalez unitard, like a onesie, with like a butt flap and everything in the fur. Like, that's our silver tuna. That's, we got to get it just right, but if we can do it, that would be awesome. I think we might, a lot of people are doing like the socks now that have like stuff printed on them. So we're thinking about doing socks that look like wrestling boots or kick pads or different things like that.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea because a lot of people like upping their sock game and.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like CrossFit guys and stuff like that. Yeah, so we've got all kinds of different apparel ideas. We actually, we started doing t-shirts as well. My wife is quite crafty and she had an Etsy store. So we actually, at the Comic-Con events, we'll actually sell t-shirts as well. We take old fabric from like the 80s and 90s that has wrestlers or whatever. We do some Star Wars stuff too for, you know, the other nerds and whatnot. But we cut out the old vintage fabric and sew it onto new shirts. So those are all available on her website, oceanparkoutpost.com. There's like about 100 different shirts, and I'd say probably like 2/3 of them are wrestlers. So we just, you know, anything that's kind of cool. We've met a lot of really cool people. So we're kind of in the process of trying to kind of get a website together that highlights a lot of different, I call them wrestlepreneurs, basically people that love wrestling that have got an entrepreneurial spirit that kind of branch out and try to do some different kind of stuff. Like the guy that makes the Macho Man sunglasses, Wrassler, the wrassler.co. He's got amazing stuff and he makes them right there in his house in Kansas, and people that make patches for, you know, denim vests and stuff like that, and different artists and comic book creators, and there's just a lot of really cool wrestling stuff out there. And so yeah, we're gonna kind of branch out. We actually even made a card game just like Cards Against Humanity as well.
I actually bought that one, so
sweet. And so right now it's just the download on our website. It's like $2 and you have to like cut out all the cards for yourself, which takes a really long time, but it's worth it, I think. It is fun once it's all done, but we're actually going to probably get that card game printed up, and that'll probably be sometime this fall.
Oh, awesome. So out of underwear, this whole empire of entrepreneurial spirits are going to be forming.
I hope so, man. So that's the goal.
Well, thank you, Jonathan, again. Your website is WrestleRoos.com.
That's right.
And the Instagram, or which one was it that you guys were saying that had some amazing pictures?
Yeah, it's our Instagram account. We have really highly skilled Photoshop editors that edit old wrestling pictures and like put wrestle ruse or boxers in the pictures. And so some of them are kind of funny.
Awesome. Now I'd like to check that out. And then once again, you guys are having your sale until July 20th, and you dropped the big secret word on here.
Birthday!
Which is 25. Yeah, yep. That's 25% more off.
Yep.
So, anything else you want to add on before we head out?
Nope. I think I'm good. I appreciate the conversation. It was a good time.
I know we've been trying to set this up for a bit, and we finally got it. So,
right on, brother.
And just because I feel with these Russell Ruse on, we're gonna go with Rex's cover of a Sexy Boy, the Shawn Michaels theme song.
Great choice.
It is. How are we gonna make this an album, Rex? You have such a great like acoustic wrestling theme cover album.
Like I said, I'm going to just keep doing these, and eventually, when I have a whole bunch of them, I'll put them up somewhere.
You can
there's
put
a lot
them up
more I want to do.
You can put them up in our small business wrestling empire.
There
yes,
you go.
Yes, I would love to do that.
You could be on Wrestle Records.
Wrestle Records.
Oh my god, I am so down.
Ideas for days, guys. I'm an idea machine.
Wait. Did you think about this? Instead of the giant Gonzalez unitard, you got to do a Max Moon one.
Ooh, with headgear.
Yeah.
With headgear. Great
That'll
idea.
Be like the S&M outfit. All right. Well, thank you, Jonathan. We're going to leave you with Sexy Boy, and we'll be coming right after this.
Woo!
I got the looks that drive the girls wild. I got the moves that really move them. I send chills up and down their spines. I'm just a sexy boy,
sexy boy.
Not your boy toy.
So that was Sexy Boy, once again, by Rex, doing his wrestling theme covers for this week's WrestleCast. We're going to go ahead and kind of switch gears. We did our thing with wrestling. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you fast-forward it, you missed a really good interview with both Clutch City Productions and also with the Wrestle Ruse. So another thing that happened this week with Anime Expo that we wanted to go back and touch on, Rex, what was it?
Okay, so Tokyo Pop, which kind of went out of business a few years ago from a lot of like really dumb mistakes, including their Amera manga line, where they like conned a bunch of quote-unquote American mangaka into like selling Tokyo Pop all exclusive rights to everything that they did, like all these fan works that they like released as an anthology.
Oh shit.
And also their reality TV show that bombed. They're coming back and trying to do the exact same thing again, and it's making people feel really awkward. So keep an eye out for, they've got an app now where people can upload their comics for Tokyo Pop to essentially like take the rights to and try and fail miserably at making movies into. And
wow.
That should be launching like within the next week or so. So keep an eye out for that.
Wow. That what the balls on that. That's amazing.
Oh yeah, Ryan's
so
with
evil.
This night. I forgot.
Oh hey guys.
Yeah, Ryan's back.
I'm back, baby.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be really interesting to see how that goes, because I don't know, it's been long enough since they were in business, they can probably like get away with it again a little bit. At the same time, like people got so burned by them when like yeah, that was almost a decade ago now, like, when all that went down. So, like, people got burned by them back then and are, like, warning ever, like, all the younger kids now, hey, don't do stuff with Tokyo Pop. It's bad business. So,
yeah, kids,
we'll
if
see.
You have a great idea. Yeah, just got your options.
Just because Tokyo Pop sounds like a J-pop group, do not trust them.
Yeah.
Yeah, protect your IP, guys.
I would not trust somebody called Tokyo Pop.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's called Coke, damn it, not Pop.
Mm-hmm. Well, speak.
I hear that.
Yep.
I hear that.
That took a minute, but I'm glad it got through.
Speaking of Tokyo, and it got destroyed on The Simpsons again, right?
Really?
Did it? With Akira?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Holy fuck. I can't believe we missed the boat on that. And I've been watching the video, like, for the past 2 days, like, nonstop, and we didn't get Jesus's hint at that. Ryan, we should be ashamed of ourselves.
That's okay.
Both, no, so both of you are huge Akira fans. You guys get turn your Wii badge in, you know, at the door.
I turned my Wii badge a long time ago. But no, but so Bart Kira is like, it's just a
beautiful.
Didn't it start like a joke, right?
Yeah, it started as a joke. Like somebody, the guy that created it was like, wouldn't it be funny if I got a bunch of my artist friends together and we redrew Akira, like the graphic novel, with, like, Simpsons characters in it, and, it kind of spiraled out from there, and now there's an animated trailer for a Bart Kira movie.
Which looks fantastic.
So good.
If y'all haven't seen it, pause, watch it, it's like 2 minutes long, and then come back.
Wait, so this isn't just, like, the intro thing to the show?
No, this is a trailer. Like, somebody redrew the trailer for Akira, like, full animation and everything, the original, like, Streamline Pictures trailer, and redrew it with Simpsons characters.
Yes. Well, I didn't realize what this actually was.
Yeah, I was under the impression that was, like, the intro, too, so...
No, it wasn't the intro. Someone made a trailer, and it went out. It came out 2 days ago. My favorite part is Flanders. That was...
Oh my god, which Flanders part when he's like got Todd like and walking down the street?
No, when he got shot by McBain.
Yeah, that was, oh my god. I like squealed when I saw that.
I don't know if I should say no spoilers to that or whatever, but.
Well, it's a trailer.
It's a trailer. I mean, it's not spoilerific, I guess. Give him like the 2 minutes it takes to watch it.
Yeah, I told him earlier, pause this and watch it.
I mean, it's like if I watched I ruined the end of the trailer for episode 7 with those two iconic characters returning. See?
Everyone did that. It was
R2-D2?
All over Jar Jar Binks. Yeah, Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks came back.
Jar Jar Binks and Anakin.
Mm-hmm.
Misa.
Little Anakin. Before he got arrested.
Yeah, Jake Lloyd.
Yeah, what
he got arrested for?
Yeah, he got arrested for trying to avoid the police. He led them on a high-speed pursuit and came out of it looking like his mugshot looks like he's an extra on Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of celebrities being arrested, Rex, Judgment Day has come.
Wait, Jared from Subway?
No, Dustin Diamond is behind bars.
Yeah, and Dustin Diamond, I didn't get to talk. I wasn't here when that happened. Dustin Diamond is, like, in jail now, and I'm so happy.
Is it the stabbing?
Yeah, it is the stabbing. They sent him to jail because he changed his story on it, like, 2 or 3 times in court, apparently. So they're like, fuck you, you're going to prison now. So he's in there for, like, 4 months or something.
Yeah, and if you haven't heard any of Rex's anti-Dustin Diamond rants, he's very happy that he's in jail.
Listen to every episode from, like, last July into last December, probably.
Yeah, you're just never a fan of him.
He gets caught up, yeah.
And then also Jared from Subway. I hope it's not true. Yeah. But, I mean, they're just going in to search for stuff. They don't know what's going on.
They wouldn't be there for the FBI.
Yeah. Does Subway even serve pizza? Like, I mean...
What'd you say, Sean?
I mean, it's like if they went there and there to search anyway. I mean, you know, it's not like, well, they just, like, randomly...
Some guy, like, his charity got busted
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I assume they're investigating everybody else.
Yeah, no, it makes sense for them to do. Like, even if there wasn't anything, and I'm sure there's... I don't even know, there probably wasn't anything. Like, they're going to investigate, like, everybody involved in that charity at some point, I would imagine.
Yeah, they don't have to.
That's such a bad rap for Subway, sure though.
Yeah. Yep. He ain't never going to sell footlongs again.
He will never...
Heard a really bad
never open
earlier that I don't think I'm going to repeat.
I don't care.
It, somebody, I saw somebody say this brings a whole new meaning to the term "eat fresh."
Well, I mean,
I feel dirty on the inside, guys.
Oh, man.
I wonder if there's going to be like a national law where they can't open Subways near elementary schools anymore. Take those footlongs away.
Well, I mean, he wanted footlongs.
Guys, they're not. Yeah. It's not Subway itself.
Shut up.
Yeah. I mean, he wanted a foot long, but he got 6 inch instead.
Yeah, 4 out of 10.
Okay.
All right, enough with the jokes. We're going on to the most important news of the evening, robot fighting. So, Megabots, the U.S. company, they built a robot. It has, like, 3-pound paintballs that it shoots out of its rifles and stuff.
Messed up that car.
Yeah, on the video, it's like it decimated a car. And this other, their rival company in Japan, Suikoden 2, something like that.
Suikoden 2? What the hell?
That would be amazing.
I just don't remember their name, that's why. They built something that looks like the RD-209 from RoboCop? Kinda.
The Ed-209? No,
actually, it looks like the spider gremlin version of the bad guy from RoboCop, because it has like all the spider legs.
It's Tsudobashi.
That is like a lot of layers.
But anyways, Tsudobashi. They built a really badass looking robot too, and it has a BB Gatling gun. It also has like water missile launchers or whatever. Sean, you and I actually talked about this on the show maybe like 2 years ago when we actually came up with the Crimebot, that same show.
But he's not on the loose yet.
No.
But if he does get loose, who's going to stop him?
Both these robots, because Japan and the U.S. are going into a giant robot battle.
Well, who's
going
to stop those robots?
When they go criminal?
Yeah. Like, they're obviously going to see that they're so much better than the people controlling them.
It's going to be Russia's robots that have to save the day, duh.
I mean, we're so, like, on the verge of Skynet falling, and here we are building giant robots. This is irresponsible.
It's going to be Terminator crossed with Pacific Rim, and it's going to be awesome.
Or awful. Oh. What if the Terminators are as big as the Pacific Rim robots? That'd be horrible.
Then we build bigger robots, man. Did you see Pacific Rim?
Yes!
We're going to get into, like, Gurren Lagann, where it's, like, the galaxy-sized robots.
Yes. In Gurren Lagann,
it's the Terminators come back as Pacific Rim-sized robots, and we have to get the monsters to fight for us. Pacific Rim 2.
No, that's 3. 2 is with Godzilla.
Oh. Pacific Rim 3. Christmas 2019.
Pacific Rim 3. This time it's...
Okay. We're going away from the conversation.
Shut up, Ryan.
Well, you shut up. Who do you think will fight? Who will win?
Japan's going to win.
America?
Huh?
Okay, we have one trader vote. I vote for America. Rex?
America, for sure.
All right, two positive and absolutely sure votes. Sean?
America, if it's an all-women's team.
Yeah.
If
it's a soccer bot.
If it's all dudes, we're going to be eliminated in the round of 16.
All right, so I'm still going to count that as an American vote. So, America... Ryan?
Looks like the American robot, the Megabot, was built from the ground up to shoot those goddamn guns. So, America.
Okay, now let me throw a wrench into the system. So, when Japan responded, they said, no, we're not going to battle with guns because that's just too American. Oh. We're going to battle it out, like, steel to steel.
No, look, see, that doesn't... The Japanese have guns under... Heavy Arms has the guns. They invented the Macross Missile Massacre, which is just a bunch of missiles coming out from everywhere. That's not, it's not Japanese. No, dude, it's not honorable. They've been using missiles and guns forever.
So, I mean, would you rather see all these guns, like, from a distance? Or would you like to see two robots go at it, you know,
like steel real for steel?
Yeah.
I'll make my Xbox 720 in real steel. As much as I want to see, you know, sword fighting robots, it's going to look like battle bots, to be honest with you. This is going to be like them waving their arms around and whoever falls over first wins. I mean, loses.
Yeah.
Well, it's 1 year.
If there's a way to do it in space, I think that'd be better.
Oh, yeah, space!
Set it on the moon.
Sorry, man, that's too Japanese now.
That's true.
But America owns the moon.
Metal Gear is a Japanese robot, and that thing just shoots things. It shoots nukes.
Man. That's not a Japanese robot.
Yeah, it is. It's made by Hideo Kojima, the most Japanese of Japan.
But it's made by an American who loves Japanese anime.
In universe,
it is American, but it is technically, like, in our universe, a Japanese robot. Yes.
Hideo Kojima is the most Japanese person in the world.
No, he doesn't. No. He wears American boxers, like American flag boxers.
Yeah, and his favorite band is New Order.
Who does not like New Order?
This is true.
Maybe that's the key. Maybe Hideo Kojima is the key.
Maybe Hideo Kojima should build Japan's
robot. You know what? What if the Tsubasa is just a smoke, like a smoke screen, and on the actual fight, they actually bring their one-to-one size Gundam to America?
Oh, good God. And it just steps on it.
I'm sorry. Go Japan. He's going to have his laser beam. And.
Well, what if when that happens, they're like, haha, the Megabot was also a trick, and they bring out, like, the Jaeger.
Oh, oh yes. Oh, that'd be, yeah. Then they'll get the robots will get bigger and bigger and.
And we'll just go back to Gurren Lagann.
The Gurren Lagann, or if that happens, and then there'll be like five more robots, and they form into one giant robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then this is seriously,
like, what was the name of that transformer that was like the walk-in city?
Metroplex.
Metroplex. Yeah, that's a totally American robot.
This is really just turned into robot porn.
Yep.
So, like, no, this is like kids on the playground like discussing like you know. Okay,
so, it doesn't matter because Ultraman's gonna show up at the end and beat everybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the terms of the fight though? Because you know me, I love me some Japanese robots, but if I'm trying to be realistic here,
I mean, what's the over under here? What's the betting? What's the betting practices? I want to get in on this action.
America and Japan, that's really like the what's up, but I think Japan might have like a better odds on the betting because they actually like if you saw the video of like the Japanese robot, you can actually conduct its fingers and it also has like a lock-in shooting, so it basically has like homing bullets and stuff. And
you know
then
what the most American robot that can defeat that? A drone.
We just throw a ton of drones at it.
My wife just said Truckosaurus. What's up?
Truckosaurus would be pretty
cool. Oh, I was going to say Johnny Five somehow.
Johnny Five is alive.
Yeah. Mm. That's before he turns into Crookbot.
Chappie?
So, what's that?
Get Chappie.
Oh, Chappie.
Yeah.
No, he's South American. No, he's South African, sorry.
That's the South African entry.
Yeah, it's just gonna be G Gundam.
Yes, watched Jiminy Crockett and his like punching Gundam, and then when Gundam Kenya with their shield and spear, and Gundam Norway with their freaking windmill Gundam,
or Tequila Gundam, which is just Gundam. A guy with a giant sombrero and.
I love G Gundam. I wish they made all the other G Gundams as you know robot Damashis. I'd buy all of them.
All right, so I think that's going to do it for this show. Thank you for joining us on WrestleCast. Of course, Andrew's been joining us. He's been sporadically talking whenever he has. Whenever he doesn't feel... What's that?
You guys are nuts.
That's what I'm going to say. Whenever he thinks the conversation is smart enough for him to jump in on.
It's not that I think I'm above you guys. It's just that I know you're below.
He already knows the answer to the robot question.
Yeah, and then, I mean, if you guys want or not, you can check out God Hates Comics. It's also on the Space Eater Network.
Yes.
Releases every Fridays, all about comic books. What are you guys talking about this week?
This week we're going to be talking about the new issue of Batman.
That's cool, and I like that. No.
Fuck off.
I'm just kidding.
We're going to be talking about the new issue of Batman featuring the continuing adventures of Robo Bunny Batman.
The one with a bat truck? It's like, yes, what if Batman built one of the robots?
And we're also going to be talking about the big new Archie relaunch that Archie is doing by Mark Waid and Fiona Staples.
Isn't there, like, a ton of Archie covers for that?
Oh, yeah, because they did the what Archie did, they did this for some of their other books, too. If you buy enough, you get a retailer exclusive cover that only you can get, that only your store will get. So, nice. And then there's, like, 12 variants on top of that. So, like, there's literally, like, 30 or 40 covers to this book. Like, Bedrock is getting their own cover by Terry Moore.
Nice.
All that, so. And actually, Mark Waid and Terry Moore will both be in Houston on July 22nd at Bedrock to do a signing.
I saw that.
Nice.
On my birthday. So nice of them.
I know.
And they really went above and beyond. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, so you can check out God Hates Comics on Fridays. These guys actually know their comic stuff like way more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had a discussion, and I think we ended up saying that the red and blue Superman are the best ones. God Hates Comics says no. Mm. They're crazy.
You mean like the electrical Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah, because electricity is awesome, and he looks like Goku.
I urge to kill all of you right now.
Also, we're going to be in Austin on July 25th for God Hates Austin. For
God Hates Austin.
God Hates Austin.
God Hates Austin, GHA.
Yeah. Classics Game Fest. We're going to be there as media guests. We will have our podcast booth set up so you can stop by and talk into our mic. We might have some games set up for you to play. And of course,
and argue with us on which robot will win.
Yeah. Come at us. We love.
I want to know.
Yeah, we love arguments and stuff. And also July 17th, we are going
to
have...
tell you why you're wrong.
We're going to have Doug Funny and Bitforce in Houston. Really should be a really good show. And after that, I don't think we have anything going on. Do we have anything going on in August?
Not really.
No, after that, it's just amazing. And afterwards... Actually, we do have something going on in August.
What?
Our 100th episode.
Oh, yeah!
Oh. I never planned for that. I never thought I'd make it.
I know. And after that, Amazing Comic-Con is going to be coming up, and also Comic Palooza's Fanfare, and that should be it for September or so.
Yeah, make sure to edit all of that and come to us and argue about us about robots, because I would like that.
Every single time.
Every single time, you'd be like, Ryan, this will not win. I'd be like, you're wrong, because Gundam.
All right, so on behalf of myself, Sean, Rex, Ryan, and Andrew, good night, Space City.